Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. We're glad to have you on the line tonight. At this time, we want to drop everything that we're doing, lay it aside. We are going to prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Glory to God. We know that prayer changes things. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we are coming before your presence, thanking you for this day, thanking you for your goodness, your mercy. Oh, my God, we thank you for how you blessed us. We thank you for how you made a way for us. We thank you because you're a miracle worker and you're yet working miracles. We pray that you continue to bless, that you will continue to look upon the souls of men. We know that thou art able to say to the uttermost, have your way. Let your will be done, O Lord. Blot out of transgressions. Let sin be forgiven. Oh, my God, we know you're able, Lord. Send salvation to the souls of men. Have mercy today, O Lord. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover. Bind that evil work. Cast out the works of Satan. And let your blood cover. We are trusting in you today, looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We know you can do everything. We need you to touch, O Lord. Send down your anointing. Send your word. Let it reach the souls of men. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody today to fall out with their ways, seeking your face and calling upon your name. For we know that you are able. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We take you at your word. We believe you today. We are trusting in your word, knowing that your word cannot fail and you cannot lie. We are depending on you today, O Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Your will be done. Not our will. Let our will perish. Help us to deny ourselves. Help us to continue in prayer, to keep praying and looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us not to doubt you. Oh, my God, we know you can do it. Have your way. Increase our faith. Give us that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Help us, O Lord, to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience. Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to consider Jesus, how he humbled himself to the death of the cross. Help us today, Jesus. Oh, my God, teach us and take you at your word. Help us, O Lord. Have mercy today. Look on the souls of men, those who are suffering, those who are going through, those who are being tested and tried, those who are being tempted. We pray that you give strength, O Lord. Help them to stand. Help them to hold out. Help them to continue to stand on your word and not give up. But help them, Lord Jesus. Help today, O Lord. We know you're able, O Lord. We know you got the power. We know you can do everything. We're yet dependent on your word, O Lord. We know you can take us through whatever it is. You're able to take us through. Look on the bereaved families, all those who are bereaved of their loved ones, those who are yet going through, carrying a heavy burden. Oh, my God, we pray that you touch them. Give them strength. Lift the burdens of their heart. Help them to go through. Help them to overcome, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on Mother Marshall. Touch her, oh, Lord. Touch her, Jesus. Give her strength. Help her to trust in you. Help her to look to you, Lord. We know you're able, oh, Lord. Look on Sister White and her family. Touch them, oh, Lord. Help them to hold out. Help them to overcome. In the name of Jesus, pray that you look on Steve Sr. Touch Lord. Look on his sons. Oh, my God, Terrell and Stephen. Save them, oh, Lord. We know you're able to save. You're able to heal, oh, Lord. Jesus, we know you can work a miracle in his life. Deliver his soul. Strengthen and encourage him. Keep him with a mind to want to do what's right. Help him to hold out. Help him to stand, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. Oh, my God, go with us. Stand by us. Bless this mission. Bless, oh, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Send on souls that want to be saved and want to be delivered. We know you're able. Oh, my God, we're looking to you. Our trust is in you today. Continue to go with us. Continue to stand by us, bless us, and keep us, and we shall be kept. Heal us, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved. And we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for the way that you made for us. We thank you because you are a way maker. We thank you for how you bless our souls. We thank you for how you keep us encouraged. We thank you for strength when we're weak. We thank you for all that you're doing, Lord. We give praise and glory and honor unto thy name, for you alone are worthy. Oh, my God, help us to continue to praise you, exalt your name, and lift you up in the highest. In the name of Jesus, we tell you to go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture. And I will be reading from the 70th number of Psalms. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backwards and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer, O Lord. Make no tarrying. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 70th number of Psalms.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that psalm and the beautiful passages of scriptures. At this time, we want to thank you again for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast, and this is your host, Evangelist May. At this time, we would like to announce, we want you to keep these souls in prayer because we know that prayer changes things, and some are going through different difficult times in their lives. So we want to remember on our prayer list Dr. Alice Tolbert, Stephen Allen Sr., also his sons, Terrell and Stephen, Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Larry Denton, Sister Rhoda Kasanga, Ventria Blackshear, the bereaved family of Marva Tally Gordon, and the Anderson family, Sister Rosetta Lee, and her daughter, Tia. We want to pray a special prayer for them. And also all of the bereaved family, Sister Gracie White and her family, Mother Marshall and her family. And we want to keep them in our prayers because we know God is able to lift that burden off of them. For Bruce Williams, Darla Merle, and I believe it's Justin. He lost, his family has lost him in a car accident. And I believe they told him to go, that he could make it, and he couldn't make it. It was a car there, and he crashed into that car. and the car went over into a ditch, and he passed away. So we want to pray for his family, because we know that it's a terrifying time for them, and it was all unexpected. And also we want to pray for Sheree Freeman, who lost her husband. We know that God is able to comfort them in the time of need. We also want to announce that if you would like to come and be with us or worship with us on Sunday morning at the Gospel True Prayer Mission, feel free to meet us at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And we're there Sunday morning Sunday afternoon at 12 p.m. So feel free to come and worship with us. We would be glad to have you. Also, we want to announce that Evangelist Cynthia is scheduled to preach at 8 p.m. on May the 11th on the International Prayer Network. The number is 603-134-122. The access code 187869#. She's scheduled to preach on May the 11th and also May the 25th at 8 p.m. Please join her on this broadcast. Also, if you'd like to listen in to the Gospel Truth broadcast, you can go online, and it's www.blogtalkradio.graceradio5. We would be glad to have you. And also, if you want to get on the conference line, you can dial 701-02-5175. The access number is 5847-681#. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the announcement. And also, I want to say we're having prayer at the prayer mission, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, which is in Woodbury, New Jersey, 18 East Center Street. We're there at noon each day this week, Lord willing. We were there today and yesterday so far, but we're expecting to be there again Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Feel free to come and join us. If you need prayer, feel free to come on in and pray with us. God bless you. We thank the Lord for our announcements. And at that time, we're going to have a song selection coming through Dr. Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. Praise God.
I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I love you. Do you love the Lord? Glory to God. I love the Lord because he first loved me. I tell you, God is a good God. He gave his son, his only begotten son, that we might have a right to the tree of life. That's why the sister sang the song, I love him. Glory to God. I love the Lord for all that he has done, for him giving his life, for him making salvation available unto us who were sinners and wretches undone. We thank the Lord for that beautiful selection. At this, we're going to put on a pre-recorded message, and we hope that you will get something out of the Word of God on tonight as you listen in. This was a tape that was previously recorded. Praise the Lord. Enjoy this tape. God bless you.
Bless every one of our radio listeners. I'm happy once again to be able to come to you over the airwaves live right here in the studio.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to go into the Word of God, taking from the book of Psalms.
Bless the Lord.
And beginning with the first number of Psalms.
Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. The first number of Psalms, also Acts, the 20th chapter and the 24th verse. It is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly,
yes,
nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Glory to God.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
Yes, Lord.
And he shall be like a tree,
oh,
planted by the rivers of water,
yes,
that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
Glory to
his
God.
Leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Yes, Lord.
Going to Acts, the 20th chapter and the 24th verse. But none of these things move me.
All right.
Neither count I my life dear unto myself,
yes,
so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
Oh, glory to God.
I'm going to leave a thought with you tonight. I shall not be moved.
All right.
This is a personal salvation.
Yes, Lord.
I shall not be moved.
Bless the Lord.
I don't know what route you may take.
Glory to God.
I don't know what you have in your mind.
Thank
whether
you.
You're determined to go through, whether or not you're determined to endure unto the end.
Lord, yes, Lord.
But I shall not be moved.
Shall not be moved.
I believe the Word of God begins to tell us that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Amen.
Happy is that man.
Happy is that
man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night.
Amen.
You see, my delight is in the law of the Lord.
Yes.
And I try to meditate day and night upon the law of the Lord.
Glory to God.
And it says, the ungodly are not so, but I like to check.
coming through Evangelist Clay Edmond tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for that message, a powerful message. I tell you, my heart is stirred up. I can feel the presence of the Lord even through this message. I tell you, God is a good God. Church, we got to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He's coming at us with all that he has, but we got to stand and be like the word of God said, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah, glory to God. There may be somebody out there that's being tested and being tried, and the devil's trying to overthrow you. The devil has risen up against you, and he's fighting against you, trying to steal your very soul. But now is the time to fight the devil back. As the scripture said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Glory to God. Let us go to God in prayer, because we know that God is a prayer-answering God, and he can do everything. He cannot fail. Glory to God. If you want to be saved, if you need more strength, if you want to be healed, today you can be healed. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your precious word. We thank you for thine anointing. We pray, Jesus, that you have your way. Souls of men, all those souls that are listed on the prayer list, we pray that you touch them and give them strength, heal them, lift the burdens of their heart, help them to go through. We pray that you look on every listener. We pray that you give them strength, oh Lord. Encourage their heart. Don't let them throw in the towel. Don't let them give up. Don't let them turn back. But help them, oh Lord, to drive and to go forward in you. And slack not their riding except you bid them. Help them to stand, oh Lord. Look on your people, oh Lord, those who are going through something. We pray that you give them strength. Help them to stand. Help them to hold on. Help them to hold fast to thy word. In the name of Jesus, help them, oh Lord, to take you at your word and not give up, but help them, oh Lord, to stand firm, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able to take them through. We know you're able, oh Lord. You are a powerful God. You're a merciful God. You know every situation. You're able to deliver. Deliver tonight. Touch and bless. Strengthen and heal. In the name of Jesus, send a great deliverance. Send on power where there's weakness. Send strength, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send your healing virtue. Work a miracle. We know you're a miracle worker. In the name of Jesus, have your way tonight. Let your will be done. Bless your people everywhere. Those who are ministering, those who are pastoring, help them to stand. Give them strength to go through. Help them to hold out. Help them to be determined to hold out and endure until the end. Help them to make this journey. We know you're able, oh Lord. Make ways out of no way. Open up doors that may be closed. In the name of Jesus, we are dependent on you. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Have thine own way, Lord. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless your people. Oh, my God, look on all those souls that are grieving right now. We pray that you touch and give them strength. Help them, oh, Lord, to endure until the end. Look on those souls in Ukraine. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy today. Save to the utmost. In the name of Jesus, send a great deliverance. Deliver the people. Have mercy on them. Have mercy, Jesus. Send mercy. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art a strong deliverer. You can do everything, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for your precious word. We thank you for encouragement. We thank you for strength through your word. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Bless the name of Jesus. Have our holy way. In the name of Jesus, go with us and stand by us. Help us to hold out. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. Oh, my God, we are trusting in you and depending on your word. You are our help. Oh, my God, we are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, Lord, we pray that you go with us and stand by us. We'll give our name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for the word of God once again. I tell you, my soul is stirred through the word of God. Oh, I tell you, it makes me feel like driving and going forward in the Lord. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have remarks from our ministers that are on the line. Whoever you are, if you're a minister and you want to give remarks, you can call in at 701-802-5175. And the access code is 5847-681 pound. At this time, we will hear from our ministers. Praise the Lord.
Precious word of God. I came to Evander's name on this evening saying, I shall not be. Amen.
Glory.
That's the way we have to be. Amen.
The wars shall rise against us.
We should be scandalized, called everything but a child of God. Still, don't move out of your place.
Amen.
I thank God for that word tonight. I'm encouraged through the word. And I want to encourage you to stand on the word of God.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank the Lord. I don't know if Sister Rhoda is on the line. If she'd like to have remarked, she can at this time. And also Sister Cheryl, if she'd like to have remarked, she may do so at this time.
Thank God for the word.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Well, we thank the Lord for, praise the Lord. Glory to God. We want to thank God for the precious word of God. God's word is precious. His word is going to stand when everything goes down to the word of God. We thank the Lord for this broadcast. And if you would like to tune in again, we'll be back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m., feel free to call in and be a part of this broadcast. If that is all, praise the Lord. We say God bless you and good night. Mm-hmm.